Hey there, this is Kevin X, copyrighted content written for small business owners who are doing it all. Hey there, so let's talk about time. It's probably your most limited resource, right? But here's the cool part. It's also one of your most powerful tools. When you manage your time with focus and intention, seriously, everything just runs smoother. Your decisions get sharper, your team gets stronger, and you feel way more in control of the business you're building. But on the flip side, when your day is filled with constant distractions, those repetitive tasks, and endless requests, progress grinds to a halt. Burnout starts to build up. You're working super hard, but it just feels like you're running in place. This audiobook was created to help you fix exactly that. Inside, you'll find short, really practical chapters that show you how to take charge of your time and protect your energy. Each one gives you real, actionable steps you can use to get more done with less stress and way more clarity. No fluff, no complicated jargon, just habits that actually work. Running a small business means wearing every single hat imaginable and answering every single call. It means starting your day with a solid plan and then watching that plan totally fall apart by noon. Time just slips away while you're solving problems, chasing payments, or covering for someone who called off. And at the end of the week, you're exhausted, but you're not even sure what you actually accomplished. This audiobook is all about fixing that. Not by working harder, but by working smarter. Time management for small business owners isn't about trying to squeeze in more tasks. It's about making better decisions with the time you already have. The goal here is to stop feeling constantly behind and start feeling in control. You won't find any abstract theories here, just practical habits that truly work in the real world. Each chapter tackles one specific move you can make to reclaim your day. You'll hear how other business owners use these habits, get answers to common questions, and walk away with one clear takeaway you can act on right away. This isn't about being perfect. It's about being more deliberate. Your time is limited, so let's make it count. Time is money, but it's also focus. For us small business owners, time isn't just about getting more stuff done. It's about getting the right things done. Every hour carries a cost, and it's surprisingly easy to miscalculate where your attention is actually going. Too many owners wear busyness like a badge of honor. But if that time isn't generating real value, it's just motion without impact. The core discipline here is learning to recognize which tasks truly earn your focus and which ones are quietly draining it. This chapter starts with a mental shift, from simply managing time to managing focus. You can't magically stretch time, but you absolutely can decide where your energy goes. Most owners don't have a time problem. They have a focus problem that's buried under a pile of distractions, old habits, and reactive thinking. Cleaning out those habits is the very first step to better time control. Another key idea is what I call cost per task. Your time has a real dollar value, even if it's not written down anywhere. Ask yourself, how much would you pay someone else to do what you're doing right now? If you're burning hours on something worth, say, $20 an hour, when your big decisions could be driving $200,000 a year in revenue, well, you've definitely misallocated a high-cost asset, your attention. This mindset shift isn't about hustle or trying every productivity hack out there. It's about protecting your best decision-making hours and understanding that your real output isn't measured in hours worked, but in the choices made. Focus beats time every single day. Real-world example, Carlos reclaims his focus. Carlos runs a 5-person construction firm. He used to start his day by answering every single email, swinging by every job site, and micromanaging bids. He was working 12-hour days, but constantly felt behind. After assigning a dollar value to his own time, let's say $150 an hour, he realized he was spending half his day on work worth far, far less than that. So he restructured his mornings to handle only tasks that directly affected cash flow and trained his foreman to manage site issues. The result? His workday shortened, his stress dropped, and profits actually rose by 17%. Your top questions answered, time and focus. FAQ. Isn't it arrogant to put a dollar value on your time? Not at all. It's super practical. You value your tools, your people, and your products. Your time deserves that same treatment. FAQ. How do I know if something is worth my focus? Ask yourself, does this task directly contribute to revenue, customer satisfaction, or strategic growth? If it doesn't, it's a good candidate for delegation or delay. FAQ. What if I actually enjoy doing the lower value work? Enjoyment matters, but not at the expense of your business. Set clear boundaries so those tasks don't consume your peak hours. Takeaway, your time is already expensive. What matters most isn't how long you work, but where your focus lands. When you treat your attention like capital, you start spending it wisely. It's not just about managing minutes, it's about leading with intention. Trade scattered effort for deliberate energy, and time will really start working for you. Know what you're actually spending time on. Many small business owners don't have a time management problem. They have a time awareness problem. Without clear visibility into how your day is really spent, it's easy to assume you're being productive when, in fact, you're simply busy. Tracking your time sounds tedious, I know, but it reveals huge blind spots in your decision-making that can cost you both money and momentum. The key is to audit your week just like you'd audit a budget. Time logs don't need to be perfect. Even a basic list of where each hour went can expose surprising patterns. Recurring interruptions, tasks you thought would be quick but definitely weren't, or conversations that stretch on without clear outcomes, these all add up. Awareness builds clarity, and clarity builds control. This isn't about squeezing every minute out of your day. It's about getting a much sharper picture of what's actually consuming your energy. Once you have that picture, you can cut, delegate, or automate with real purpose. The best time-saving changes come from data, not guesswork. Most owners are honestly surprised by how much time they spend doing things that aren't even aligned with their biggest goals. Time tracking tools are everywhere, but a simple notebook or a basic spreadsheet works just as well. Commit to just 1 week. Treat it like financial due diligence. You're not just documenting time, you're investigating it. You'll make much smarter decisions when you have the truth right in front of you. Real world example, Tasha's time audit goldmine. Tasha runs a boutique digital marketing agency. She truly believed most of her day was spent coaching staff and pitching clients. But after tracking her time in 15-minute increments for just 1 week, she discovered she was spending almost 6 hours weekly just fixing minor website bugs. None of it needed her expertise. So she hired a junior web developer part-time, offloaded those tasks, and instantly reclaimed almost a full day each week for strategic planning and growth. Your top questions answered, time tracking. FAQ, won't tracking time slow me down even more? At first, it might feel a little clunky, but after a few days, it really becomes second nature, and the insights you gain are absolutely worth the initial effort. FAQ, what's the best tool for tracking time? Whatever you'll actually use, a spreadsheet, a notebook, or a simple app like Toggle or Rescue Time all work perfectly well. FAQ, what if I find out I'm wasting a lot of time? That's the entire point. Time waste is only bad if it's hidden. Once you spot it, you can fix it. Takeaway, you can't fix what you don't measure. Time tracking is the starting point of serious time management. It gives you the raw data to make better calls about what stays, what goes, and what gets done differently. Clarity comes first, then control. Know where your time is going, and you'll know what needs to change. Fix the first hour of your day. How you start your day often determines how productive and focused you'll be. That first hour sets the tone for everything that follows. If you begin in reaction mode, checking email, putting out fires, responding to texts, you surrender control before the day even truly begins. The result? A scattered mindset and a calendar that runs you instead of the other way around. The fix isn't about waking up earlier or building some super rigid morning routine. It's about protecting the first hour of your workday and deciding what truly deserves your focus. For most owners, the highest value use of that time is what I call deep work. Strategy, complex problem solving, or decision making that requires your undivided attention. By locking in just 1 hour before interruptions start, you create forward momentum that can last all day. This strategy works because it builds a small but incredibly consistent win into your schedule. You're not waiting for a good time to get focused work done. You're building it in from the very start. Over time, this becomes a powerful habit that shields your most important thinking from all the noise that fills the rest of the day. One good, focused hour early beats 3 distracted hours later, every time. You don't need to block this hour with aggressive, high-pressure tasks. You just need to choose what you'll do with it. Let others know that this is a no interruption time for you. Put the phone away, close the inbox, and commit that hour to the work that genuinely moves your business forward. Real world example, Ben's focused mornings. Ben owns a custom cabinet business and used to start every single day by checking email, returning voicemails, and rushing straight to the shop floor. He decided to try something different. From 8 to 9 each morning, he shut the door to his office and worked only on planning bids, reviewing margins, or writing process updates. Within just 2 weeks, he'd cleared a huge backlog of strategic work he'd been putting off for months, and he started catching potential issues before they became costly problems. Your top questions answered your first hour. FAQ. What if emergencies come up during that first hour? True emergencies are actually pretty rare. Most issues can wait 60 minutes. The more consistent you are with protecting this time, the more people will respect it. FAQ. I'm not a morning person. What if my focus is better later in the day? The principle still works. Protect your first productive hour whenever that happens to be for you. FAQ. How do I stop feeling guilty for not responding to people right away? Remind yourself that you're leading a business, not running a help desk. Being strategic isn't selfish. It's just smart. Takeaway, your first hour is prime real estate. Use it with intention. Don't give it away to distractions or noise. Guard it, focus it, and let that early win set the pace for your day. You'll find that when you own the first hour, the rest of the day doesn't own you. Stop solving the same problem twice. Small business owners are natural problem solvers. It's in our DNA. But when you find yourself fixing the same issue again and again, it's not problem solving anymore. It's just patchwork. Repeating solutions to recurring problems is a quiet time killer. It drains your energy, constantly interrupts your focus, and keeps your business stuck in a reactive loop. The most effective way to reclaim that time is to systematize your solutions. If an issue has come up more than twice, it needs a process. Document what worked, why it worked, and how it should be handled next time. Then remove yourself as the bottleneck. That might mean training someone, automating part of the task, or simply writing it down clearly for others to follow. System building doesn't have to be complicated. A simple checklist, a shared document, or even a 5-minute video can eliminate hours of repeated explanation or correction. The real win isn't just in the fix, it's in preventing the same problem from ever landing on your desk again. That's how you scale your time without adding more hours to your day. This mindset shift frees you from being the go-to person for absolutely everything. It truly shifts your role from fixer to leader, and that shift is where your time starts working for you instead of against you. Real-world example, Sharon's clearer communication. Sharon runs a catering business and was constantly answering the same 5 questions from her staff before every event. What to pack? How early to arrive? How to handle last-minute changes? Every event started with confusion, so she documented her answers in a simple guide and reviewed it with her team weekly. Within just 1 month, her phone was quiet before events, and her staff was much better prepared. Sharon got her mornings back and was able to scale to larger events without even having to hire a manager. Your top questions answered. Systematizing solutions. FAQ, isn't it faster to just fix things myself? Maybe once. But over time, repeating the fix costs far more than building a system. You're essentially trading short-term speed for long-term drag. FAQ, what if my staff doesn't follow the system? Then you have a training or accountability issue. But at least you've created a standard to follow and improve upon. FAQ. What kind of problems should I systematize first? Start with the ones that waste your time most often or cause the most confusion for others. Focus on high-friction, low-creativity tasks. Takeaway. Stop being the only person who knows how things work. If you've solved it once, capture it. Systematize that solution, delegate the task, and move on to higher-value work. You don't have time to solve the same problem twice, and guess what? You don't have to. Batch work that burns you out. Too many small business owners let their day get totally hijacked by tiny tasks that constantly interrupt their focus. A quick phone call here, an email there, and before you know it, your entire day is spent reacting instead of actually producing. Batching is a simple discipline that groups similar tasks together so you can handle them in one focused block of time. It dramatically reduces distraction and gives your brain a much-needed break from constant switching. Think of your energy like a battery. Switching tasks drains it way faster than you realize. When you answer emails one at a time throughout the day, your brain has to reset itself every single time. But when you batch those emails and respond to all of them at once, you conserve that energy and keep your momentum. This applies to all kinds of work, admin, approvals, follow-ups, even creative projects. Batching also creates valuable breathing room. You stop reacting to every small request as if it were an urgent emergency. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by a dozen loose ends, you know you have a dedicated time slot to clear them all. That clarity lowers stress and gives you more time for leadership-level work that truly drives your business forward. To get started, simply block time on your calendar for one common task. Use that time only for that purpose. Communicate to your team or clients when you'll be responding so they know what to expect. Start small and stay consistent. You'll be surprised how much time you get back. Real-world example, Derek's batched admin time. Derek runs a commercial landscaping company. He was constantly interrupted by scheduling requests and client check-ins. It left him working nights just to finish proposals. He started blocking 90 minutes each afternoon for all admin tasks. His mornings became completely focused on sales and site visits, and his evenings were finally free again. He even ended up booking more jobs because he had the bandwidth to follow through. Your top questions answered, batching. FAQ. Won't clients think I'm ignoring them if I don't respond right away? Most clients actually respect consistency. When you respond reliably during set times, you build trust and avoid burnout. FAQ. What kinds of tasks should I batch first? Start with frequent repetitive tasks like email, invoicing, updates, and paperwork. These are easy to group and often have huge time payoffs. FAQ. How do I know batching is working? You'll feel it. Fewer interruptions, faster output, and a noticeable drop in stress. Try tracking your time for a week and compare the difference. Takeaway, work isn't more valuable just because it arrives randomly. Group the routine, batch the busy work, build blocks of time that protect your energy. This is how you create space for the work that matters most. Say no without burning bridges. Small business owners are constantly asked to take on more. Customers want favors, staff ask for quick decisions, vendors push for your time, friends assume you can step away anytime. If you say yes to everything, your day becomes a blur and your priorities completely fall apart. Saying no isn't just a time management skill, it's a fundamental leadership skill. The word no isn't negative when it's used with intention. It protects your focus, it keeps you aligned with your business goals. The goal isn't to shut people down. The goal is to make sure your yes really means something. When every single request gets a green light, your calendar turns into a to-do list that someone else wrote for you. You can say no without closing doors. Use language that shows respect but clearly draws a line. Say you're unavailable right now. Say you have existing commitments. Say you're focused on a project that requires your full attention. If it's someone you truly value, offer a future date that does work for you. If not, a polite decline is enough. Boundaries work best when they're consistent. When people know how you operate, they stop expecting exceptions. Over time, this builds a culture of respect for your time, your role, and your business. And that kind of respect actually leads to stronger relationships, not weaker ones. Real-world example, Andrea's clear boundaries. Andrea runs a custom printing shop and was known for always saying yes, last-minute orders, weekend calls, constant walk-ins. She was literally drowning. So she decided to post clear operating hours, added a minimum lead time for large jobs, and trained her team to enforce those limits. At first, a few clients pushed back, but most adapted quickly. She now works fewer hours and books more profitable projects because her calendar is no longer packed with low-margin requests. Your top questions answered, saying no. FAQ. I don't want to offend people. What should I say? Try something simple like, I appreciate you asking, but I'm not able to take this on right now. That shows respect without over-explaining. FAQ. What if I've already said yes too many times? You can absolutely reset expectations. Let people know your schedule is changing and that you need to protect time for high-priority work. FAQ. Should I feel guilty for saying no? No, you are protecting the business you've worked so hard to build. Saying no now often creates better outcomes later. Takeaway. Saying no is how you say yes to what truly matters. It shows that your time has value. It keeps you focused on the work that drives real results. Say it clearly, say it respectfully, and say it as often as needed. Reevaluate your business model. If you're always pressed for time, the issue might not be your schedule. It might actually be the very structure of your business. Many small business owners build a model that works great at first, but becomes a huge burden as they grow. What once made sense can eventually eat up your energy, limit your earnings, and trap you in constant busyness. Time management really starts with the model you're managing. The first step is to question the fit. Are you spending hours on low-margin work? Are your services attracting clients who consistently undervalue your time? Are you locked into pricing that rewards volume but not quality? These are all signs that your business model is out of sync with your goals. You're not just losing time, you're spending it on work that doesn't scale. Fixing this means rethinking how you deliver value. Can you narrow your focus? Can you charge based on results instead of time? Can you package your offerings to require less back and forth? A strong business model reduces the need for constant decisions. It simplifies your day and puts you back in control. Even small changes can create big gains in how your time is used. This isn't about working harder. It's about shaping your business to fit the life you truly want. A model that supports your priorities will protect your time better than any calendar tool or time-saving trick ever could. Real-world example, Jenna's package services. Jenna ran a home staging business and was always overbooked. She offered too many options and let clients customize every single job. After stepping back, she trimmed her service list to just 3 clear packages, each with fixed pricing. She also added a design consultation fee to filter out price shoppers. Within 2 months, her calendar had fewer appointments, but her revenue actually jumped. She was working with better clients and had more time to plan and deliver top-tier work. Your top questions answered, business model. FAQ, how do I know if my business model is outdated? Look for constant time pressure, slim profit margins, or work that simply feels misaligned with your strengths. These are all warning signs. FAQ, what kinds of model changes help with time management? Common changes include raising prices, simplifying service offerings, packaging deliverables, or shifting from hourly to flat rate billing. FAQ, I worry about losing customers if I change things. Should I wait? Number, the right customers will stay and often prefer a clear, focused offering. The wrong ones are already costing you time and profit. Takeaway, you can't manage time well in a broken business model. Step back and look at the structure. When your business is designed for value and focus, your time starts working for you instead of against you. Automate to reclaim time. Every small business runs on a mix of manual tasks and recurring routines. These are the tasks that quietly eat away at your time. Think about it: invoicing, appointment reminders, follow-ups, inventory updates. One by one, they seem small, but together they can take hours out of your week. Automation is how you reclaim that time without cutting corners or lowering your standards. Start by identifying what repeats. If you do it more than twice a week, it can probably be automated. This doesn't require fancy software or a tech background, believe me. Most tools today are actually built for small business owners and are surprisingly easy to set up. Email responses, calendar invites, recurring billing, and customer updates are all common places to begin. The benefit isn't just speed. Automation removes decision fatigue. It clears your mental space so you can focus on the parts of your business that need judgment, not just repetition. A business that automates well, runs smoother, feels lighter, and scales more easily. You stop reacting to every single task and start leading with clear intent. You don't have to automate everything. Start small, test it out, and keep what works. The goal is to replace routine effort with consistent systems so that your valuable attention is free for strategy, excellent service, and growth. Real-world example, Omar's automated reminders. Omar runs a small accounting firm and used to send individual reminders to clients about tax deadlines. It took him hours every single month. He switched to an automated reminder system that sends texts and emails 3 weeks, 1 week, and 1 day before each deadline. Clients actually appreciated the consistency, and Omar gained back 6 hours each month. He now uses that time for outreach and relationship building with higher value clients. Your top questions answered: automation. FAQ: I'm not good with tech. How do I start automating? Begin with one simple tool that solves a specific problem. Scheduling apps, invoicing software, or email marketing tools are great starting points. FAQ: What if automation feels impersonal? Automation doesn't have to be cold. Write your templates in your own voice. Use it to enhance communication, not replace it entirely. FAQ: Can automation replace employees? Not entirely, but it absolutely allows your team to do higher value work instead of spending time on repetitive tasks that slow everyone down. Takeaway: automation gives you incredible leverage. It turns repeated actions into systems that run without your constant attention. When you build automation into your workflow, you get back time, energy, and control, and that makes space for the work only you can do. Take micro breaks that actually work. Pushing through fatigue is often seen as a badge of honor in small business life, right? But long stretches without a pause lead to diminishing returns. Your focus fades, your decision quality drops. Small mistakes start to pile up. Micro breaks offer a way to reset your attention without losing momentum. Done right, they can actually increase your output over the course of a day. The key is to take short, intentional breaks that match the way your brain works. A good micro break isn't scrolling your phone or switching to another kind of task. It's stepping away completely for 5 to 10 minutes. That might mean walking outside, stretching, closing your eyes, or doing something that requires absolutely no decision-making at all. These breaks help reset your focus and lower stress. They allow your brain to recover so that when you return to work, you're sharper and much more effective. Without them, your work gets slower and your energy drains faster. Small breaks aren't wasted time. They are strategic pauses that protect your productivity. Building breaks into your day requires discipline. Set a timer if you need to. Start with just one or two breaks and build from there. Over time, you'll probably notice that your best ideas often arrive not when you're pushing hard, but when you step away for a moment and let your mind breathe. Real-world example: Terry's refreshed focus. Terry runs a small IT support company and used to power through 10-hour days without stopping. He started adding 2 10-minute breaks and 1 15-minute walk to his daily routine. The results were immediate. He made faster decisions, solved tech problems with fewer errors, and felt less drained by the end of the day. His team even followed his lead, and overall performance improved across the board. Your top questions answered: micro breaks. FAQ: What if I feel guilty taking a break? Breaks are not a luxury. They are a tool. You're not wasting time. You're investing in better focus and stronger decision-making. A good rule is to take one every 90 minutes. Pay attention to signs like mental fog, irritability, or slowing down. Those are clear signals to pause. FAQ: What if I lose momentum after a break? That usually happens when the break is too long or filled with distraction. Keep it short and calming, not stimulating or noisy. Takeaway: you don't need a vacation to reset your mind. You just need a few minutes at the right time. Micro breaks are a smart way to protect your energy, sharpen your thinking, and stay effective from start to finish. Celebrate progress, not just wins. Most small business owners are wired to chase big results: the big contract, the completed launch, the closed deal. But if you only celebrate the finish line, you're missing out on the fuel that truly keeps you going day after day. Recognizing progress, those small steps, steady improvements, daily effort, is how you build momentum and stay resilient in the long run. Progress is what business actually feels like. Big wins are rare and quick. Progress is daily and real. When you pause to notice what got better this week, who stepped up, or how you solved a tough issue, you reinforce the habits that lead to success. It's not about false positivity. It's about giving credit to the work that moves you forward. When you celebrate progress, your team responds. They see that effort is valued, not just outcomes. That builds motivation, reduces burnout, and creates a culture where people stay engaged. As the leader, you set the tone. Take a minute in your weekly meetings to point out what worked. Share small wins. Thank people for their progress. It costs nothing and returns a lot. You also benefit personally. Taking stock of progress reminds you why you're doing the work and how far you've come. That perspective really matters during hard weeks. You're not just pushing, you're building, and every step truly counts. Real-world example, Naomi's team morale boost. Naomi owns a small design studio and was stuck in a pattern of only celebrating big client approvals or project completions. Her team felt overlooked, so she shifted her approach. Every Friday, she'd write down 3 specific examples of progress the team made and share them in a group message. Morale improved within weeks. Her staff began to recognize each other more, turnover dropped, and energy during meetings noticeably picked up. Your top questions answered, celebrating progress. FAQ. Does celebrating progress really make a difference? Yes, it absolutely does. It builds motivation, reinforces the right behaviors, and keeps everyone focused on what's working. FAQ. How do I know what progress to celebrate? Look for improvements in process, collaboration, problem solving, or even personal growth. It doesn't have to be flashy to matter. FAQ. I work alone. How do I apply this? Track your own progress weekly. Write down what you accomplished, what improved, or what lesson you learned. Use it to stay motivated. Takeaway. Big wins are great, but they're not the full story. Progress is what keeps a business alive and moving. Notice it. Name it. Celebrate it. That's how you build a business that lasts. Closing. Time is how you lead. You don't need more hours in the day. You need to lead the ones you already have. Every business owner gets the same 24. The difference is how you use them, protect them, and direct them toward what matters most. That's the real work of time management. The habits in this audiobook aren't just tools. They are powerful decisions. Each one helps you take back control and build a business that runs with clear intention. A business that serves your goals instead of draining your energy. You're not here to chase time. You're here to use it well. Progress happens when your actions actually match your priorities, when your calendar reflects what you care about, when your hours add up to something you're genuinely proud of. That's what you're building now. Keep it simple, stay consistent. Lead your time like it belongs to someone who knows exactly what they're doing, because it does. Bonus section, 5-minute fixes that save hours. Big changes are great, but sometimes those small shifts deliver faster wins. If your week is packed and you need relief now, try one of these 5-minute fixes. Each one is designed to save time, reduce stress, and get you moving with more focus. These aren't just theories. These are tools that really work. Rename your calendar events. Stop calling it a meeting. Start naming it by its purpose. Instead of team meeting, try decide Friday deadlines. Clear names force clear thinking. They help you show up prepared and focused. Set a 2-hour rule for decisions. If a decision is taking longer than 2 hours, you probably need more clarity or fewer voices involved. Make the best call you can with what you have and just move forward. Most decisions lose value the longer they sit. Create a no-list list, 5 things you no longer do. Maybe it's custom quotes on weekends. Maybe it's fixing client mistakes at your own expense. Print it, post it, share it. Your team will thank you, and so will your calendar. Use a standing template. If you write similar emails, quotes, or updates often, create a simple template. Keep it in a notes app or an email draft folder. Use it, tweak it, and stop rewriting the same message every single week. Protect 1 hour this week. Pick the most valuable hour you have. Block it off. Guard it. Use it for something that truly moves your business forward. Then do it again next week. That's how momentum starts. Time isn't just a tool, it's your edge. These small moves prove you don't need more of it. You just need to use what you have with purpose. Keep leading and keep selling. This material is for licensees only and may not be shared, copied, or distributed without written permission.